You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
A little Cubs chatter, and maybe for the last time in the month of January, which means, of course, February, spring training, right around the corner. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat of Cubs.com. And Kerry, as we start thinking about spring training, there are, you know, so many big news stories for this team, and yet there are some questions like Kyle Schwarber and how exactly he fits in. Obviously, he fits in. The question is, how will they use him?
Right, and it was a funny discussion during the Cubs convention and a coaches panel in that Mike Borzello, who's the catcher coach, of course, said that as far as he's concerned, Schwarber's a catcher. And Dave Martinez, the outfield coach, said as far as he's concerned, Schwarber's an outfielder. And, of course, then Joe Maddon was kind of funny about it and asked Eric Hinsky, the hitting coach, who apparently people confuse for Schwarber. They look very much alike, sort of big monsters, you know, strong guys, asked Eric Hinsky what he thought, and Hinsky's only comment was that Schwarber will be hitting left-handed and hitting home runs, which is really all the Cubs want him to do. Excuse me. But what they're going to do, the game plan now is to have Schwarber show up in spring training, and he'll spend his mornings with the catchers, and they do a lot of early work. They're usually the first ones in camp. He'll be out there catching side sessions, doing his drills, and then in the afternoon, he'll be an outfielder doing his drills there and working with Dave Martinez. So one thing for sure, he'll get a great workout in Arizona because he's going to be working pretty hard all day. But they want, in talking to Mike Borzello, the catching instructor, you know, because Schwarber didn't get to catch every day last year, they want to try and give him as much instruction as possible because they still look at him as a catcher of the future.
Interesting. You know, hearing you describe this, I guess the first thing that jumps to mind are like switch hitters. And what a challenge it is to be a great switch hitter because you have to do twice the work, or you minimize just a little bit the amount of work you do on each side, and that makes it that much more difficult. And so the question is, with Schwarber, does he do the full catcher's day and a full outfielder's day? That's so much work. Or do they have to trim each just a touch?
Well, I think what they'll do is knowing Schwarber, he'll do the full catcher stuff. He'll want to be lockered near the catchers. He'll want to be out there first thing in the morning. I know I'm talking to the other minor league coaches. They joked with me that Schwarber would often beat them to the facility to be looking at videos of pitchers, you know, before the coaches got there. I mean, he was that eager to get into the whole studying the pitchers and learning what they do and getting a better feel for them. I can see where what they might do is maybe, you know, let him focus on, of course, Borzello is going to be pushing for the catching stuff, and Schwarber loves that. But the cool thing was that Schwarber hasn't wasted any time learning more about the outfield position because he started talking to Jason Hayward during the Cubs convention and just sort of pestering him a little bit about, you know, what do I do here, what do I do there? And it's just, the kid is just a sponge. He just cannot get enough information. And it's really fun to see. One thing that Borzello told me an interesting story, this will kind of wrap it up so you know what kind of kid this is. Apparently during the postseason last year, Maddon at some point turned to Schwarber and said, can you play third base? Because Joe must have been thinking ahead to a possible double switch, you know, where he would have put Bryant in the outfield or something, and he was just looking to get Schwarber at third. And Schwarber, of course, said yes. And he said, I just need a glove, ran inside of the clubhouse, borrowed somebody's glove, came back out in the dugout, and then as Borzello tells it, he stood next to Borzello and he said, you know, I've never played third. But that, you know, that wasn't going to deter him. I mean, he would have gone out there no matter what. You know, if Joe had said, we want you to pitch, he would have done that. You know, if he wants you to play shortstop, he would have done that. So I think Schwarber, I know, has spent this offseason in Tampa, Florida, doing his training. And I'm guessing that he'll probably be one of the Cubs that'll be in the best shape of just about anybody that shows up in camp.
Well, we've all seen him swing the bat, so we know he can play third base or first base or outfield or catcher or shortstop. Doesn't matter. Just get him in there.
Get him in there.
You know, last year was certainly a year of, you know, sort of the realization of so much great promise in young players like Schwarber. I don't know that that is going to be the scene this year in Chicago, right? I mean, this year it's about, okay, how does this team come together and how do these guys work together and how far can they get? But that said, there is still always that excitement around spring training of seeing some of the top prospects. Who are a couple of the top name prospects you think fans should be ready to be excited about?
Well, if I were a Cub fan, I would try and watch a shortstop named Gleyber Torres whenever he's out there on the field. This is a kid that they signed out of Venezuela. He was the number one prospect in Venezuela when the Cubs got him. And they signed him in 2013. He just turned 19 years old in December. So he's still, in baseball terms, he's still a baby. But this kid is so gifted at short and so smooth and just amazing to watch out there. Now, maybe they move him at some point from short to second because you've got, you know, a 22-year-old in Addison Russell over there at short, so he's kind of a long-term prospect. But Torres is just really special. He batted 293 at South Bend, Class A South Bend last year, 22 stolen bases. They did move him up to High A Myrtle Beach, but that was just at the end. He only played in 7 games. I'm guessing he would start the season at Myrtle Beach in 2016. But he's just really fun to watch if you appreciate defense. And he's also pretty good with a bat. And it's a real good contact hitter. So he's one guy I would keep an eye on.
Wow, it's nice to know that the Cubs will have some good talent coming up on the middle infield. Like they need a whole lot more of that.
Right.
You know, MLB.com, or MLBpipeline.com is coming out with a top 100 at the end of the week. And so, you know, we'll look for a guy like Torres to be on that list. Is there another name that jumps out, somebody else the Cubs should be looking for?
Well, I know that in the top 30 list, they rank Billy McKinney, an outfielder, as number 2. And McKinney's a really interesting guy. The Cubs got him from the A's in the Jeff Samardzija, Jason Hamill deal, which they also got Addison Russell. And I don't think many people talk about McKinney, but he's a really good defensive player, outfielder, left-handed hitter. He hit 340 last year at Myrtle Beach, and then they bumped him up to Double-A, and he hit 285 and did well. And he's played center. He's played the corners. I think they really like him, and they're kind of anxious to see what he does. I don't see him with the big league team this year at all, but he'd be somebody I'd keep an eye on as well. And then the other guy who I'm really partial to is their catching prospect, Wilson Contreras, who's ranked number 10 in the MLB.com top 30 Cubs prospects. This kid was ranked number 1, I think, by Jim Callis and Jonathan Mayo. They put out their top catching prospects, and I believe Contreras was number 1. And this kid is really something. He can hit 333 at Double-A last year, got some pop, and he's just really smart and works well. I've heard really good things about how he handles the pitchers. So he'd be someone I'd be really interested to watch as he makes progress up the scale. Obviously, you've got Schwarber, but Contreras is on the fast track too. And I believe Contreras will be in big league spring training, so it'll be good for him to work with somebody like a Miguel Montero and a David Ross and Schwarber and just, you know, learn more about the position and learn more about the pitchers.
Well, amazing when you think about where their depth apparently is in the minor leagues at positions like shortstop and catcher. You can't script it a whole lot better than that. But,
yeah. Well, they're always, you know, as you know, they're always looking for athletic players, you know, and you're looking for the best athlete. And you know, a shortstop, you can move anywhere as they've shown with Russell, and if they can continue that with Torres, and you know, he's really somebody that's fun. I know my husband and I drove to South Bend to watch a minor league game, and he was playing for him, And I told my husband, I said, just watch a shortstop. Unfortunately, in that game, I don't think he made a single play. But the good thing was Eric Leal was the pitcher, and he threw a no-hitter for 9 innings. But Torres, I don't think he even touched the ball. So, of course, we left, you know, shaking our heads like, well, we saw great pitching. But, you know, my husband's like, the shortstop didn't do anything. So it just kind of shows that hopefully fans, when they come to Mesa, I'll make sure that they hit a few balls to Torres so they can see what he can do.
Yeah, well, I think we're comfortable in that he'll probably get a few.
Okay.
All right, Gary, next time we talk, it's going to be February.
Yay.
It's Friday. It's almost time.
Yes, we're getting very close to Arizona, so that's which is a good thing. So not that the winter's been bad here. You know, I feel bad for the folks on the East Coast. We've had it fairly mild, knock on wood and everything else. But, yeah, I'm ready for Arizona.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Well, she'll be there soon. Carrie Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.